Welcome to On Texas Football. It's a special edition, Lunch with the Coach. Coach Brian Irwin, two-time state champion, Lamarck Cougar High School head coach, half a dozen other head coaching stops around the state of Texas as well. Brian, you were in Lubbock on Saturday. I appreciate you making it back and giving us your time today. Tell me your initial thoughts on what happened in Lubbock.
It was a typical deal. We let them hang around. I mean, we had a chance to put them away, I think, a couple different times. And you let Tech hang around. I've been to Jones Stadium a number of times. And it's a tough place to play. It's a tough environment. Tech fans are, you know, faithful. They're loyal. They're loud. And it got tougher and tougher as we weren't able to put them away. And then all of a sudden, a two-score game becomes a one-score game. And then a one-score game becomes a tied game. But, we've got to be able to put them away, and we didn't. And we let them hang around, and in the end, they beat us.
I'm going to ask you about the offense and what you think on each side of the ball, because I think there's probably some talking points that you think need to be discussed. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, Laura Baker. Laura, it sponsors Lunch with the Coach. She's an accomplished Austin realtor. Laura and the Andy Allen team at Keller Williams can handle all of your real estate needs in the Austin area. Laura is not only a diehard Longhorn fan, but a longtime Austin real estate expert. Contact her at Laura at Andy Allen Team. This is Brian Irwin and Bobby Burton talking on Texas football, Lunch with the Coach. Getting tongue-tied here, Brian. I'm sorry about that. Let's talk about offense. What was your biggest takeaway on offense?
I think it always starts with the running game. I mean, it was frustrating. We just didn't run the ball. We're not controlling the line of scrimmage. We're not getting movement. There's too much penetration too early in the play. So many times it looked like Bijan. I mean, as he's taking the handoff, he's dodging this and dodging that, spinning out of this. We've got to control the line of scrimmage. We're not running the football. Plain and simple, we are not running the football good enough right now to be a championship football team.
Brian, you look at the stats from Saturday, and, you know, Texas rushed for 149 yards, which on the surface doesn't sound all that bad. Averaged somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 yards an attempt, 29 rushes for 149 yards. But, you know, you take away a big run by Bijan in the second half. You take away a 20-yard plus scamper from Hudson Card, and they rushed about 15 times in the second half, and only two of them went for big gains. The rest of them, Texas may have gotten 15 yards total out of those carries.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The run efficiency is just – it's not there. We're popping a run or two here or there. We're getting a QB scramble here or there. But what we always talk about in run efficiency is we want 4 yards, first down or a touchdown. And if you could say it was a plus and we got 4 yards, or, you know, if it's third and two and we get 3 yards, that's a positive rundown. You know, if we're on the 6-inch line and we get 8 inches and we score a touchdown, then that's still a positive run play, right? But by and large, you either get 4 yards, you get first down, you get a touchdown. And that's the way we always consider, were we being efficient? Did we get a plus for that play running wise, or a minus that play running wise? So you want your run efficiency to be, you know, somewhere 65 to 70%. I don't know. I had put the pen and pencil to it. I know it's not there. I mean, I watched the game and having a good enough feel to see that it's not there. I would like to put the pen and pencil to it and see what that run efficiency was. But when you're getting 1.5, 2, 1, 1.5, and then you bust one for 40, yeah, we'll take the 40-yard bust, but you're not creating any rhythm in your offense with a run game or any kind of confidence with your run game when you know, 75% of the time you're getting 2 yards. You've got to create that consistency and that run efficiency where you're pounding that thing and you're getting 4 yards, first down or a touchdown.
Well, it puts you in second and third and long.
Yes.
Right. And so Tech, I want to ask you this. So Tech committed 7-8 guys to the box with regularity in the second half.
Yeah.
No doubt that that affected their running, because they were running the ball. Texas was running the ball pretty well in the first half and efficiently, I thought. But in the second half, with Xavier Worthy going out, Tech decided to say, okay, beat us in the air. If you're going to, you're not going to run Bijan and Roshan down my throat. Long story short, I think Tech was up to it, committed more people to the box. At the same time, you know, can Texas find a way to run the ball even against 7 and 8 man box? I mean, what are the plays off of that to counteract that sort of aggressive defense from Texas Tech?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, you know, if they're putting 7 in the box, then you pretty much, you're in 21 personnel or 12 personnel, one of the two, and that's fine. They've got 7 in the box or 8 in the box. You know, it doesn't matter. All we've got to control the line of scrimmage. How many they have in the box has nothing to do with that line of scrimmage not getting moved. The down guys have to get taken care of first. We're getting too much penetration to begin the play. Bijan's dodging shrapnel back there as he takes the handoff. And the name of the game, the run game, is control the down guys. You know, they only had 4 of those. You know, they may have 8 in the box, but there's only 4 of those guys. You know, if they walk a linebacker up, maybe there's a 5th one. But control the line of scrimmage. Control the defensive lineman. The run game will fit up and time up to where then you chip off and end up on a linebacker, you know, as an offensive lineman. But it's going to be a temporary double team. Control that defensive tackle, then we'll work up to the linebacker as the play unfolds. And right now, I don't see us controlling the down guys, the line of scrimmage. And that's what we've got to do.
That mostly at offensive guard, offensive tackle, center, where?
Yeah, I think
it's along the group. Which one?
It's all along, but I'm seeing it's particularly weak in the middle, you know, between the guards, center guard, and handling those down guys there. Occasionally we're still getting beat off the edge. You know, our stretch plays, we're not stretching as far as full zone stuff. When we're not pulling guys, it's not real clean. We're not getting that push. Even when you're running full zone, you've got to knock the guy off the line of scrimmage. You're still looking, even though it's a wide stretch play, you're still trying to attempt to knock that down lineman back, you know, 6 inches, whatever it is. You can't give ground on an outside zone play. Now, the one we busted and broke, the 40-yarder or so, I know we pulled a couple. I don't know exactly who we pulled. I saw it live at the game, and it was like a pin and pull scheme. So it wasn't really what I'd call full zone, everybody working together. It was more of a pin and pull scheme. So, yeah, I mean, we got to control it down, guys, period.
Yep, it was Gunnar Helm and Jake Majors. That they actually pulled the center on that play.
Yeah.
And he had the kick out guy. Hey, you know, I think he may have done the seal and Helm did the kick out. I can't remember, but you know, you think the failure to run the ball in the second half, really put the onus on the Texas offense. I mean, Texas scored 10 points in the second half, 3 of them in the last 20 seconds. So really they really only scored 7.
Yeah.
You think the failure to run the ball was the biggest thing?
I do. We were, it was 2nd and 9 every stinking series in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. You know, it was 2nd and 9, 2nd and 8.5. And now all of a sudden you're off schedule. Now you're needing to throw the football, get an incomplete pass on 2nd and 9. Now it's 3rd and 9 and you know, the list goes on and on. So, I mean, first down efficiency, productivity was not there in the second half, and that came from, I believe, the running game.
Got it. All right. Moving on to the defense, Brian. I appreciate you try to be as clear as you could there. Moving to the defense, the Longhorns give up long drives on consecutive starts to the game. you know, what's going on there? What needs to, what can they do to start the game better? Is that part of it, or was it just a really nice performance by Donovan Smith? I mean, the Tech quarterback, what are your thoughts?
He did play a really good game. I've seen him play a couple times last year and then also this year. And you know, he took care of the ball. He made plays with his legs. He threw the ball well. But, you know, the first drive of the game, the second drive of the game, that was just the indication of what happened the entire game, right? I mean, we just couldn't get off the field on third down. Obviously, they went for it eight times on fourth down and got six of those. And that's just not a good number for you defensively. So our third down efficiency, fourth down efficiency, getting off the field was not where it needed to be. You know, I think we stopped the run well. I mean, they didn't gash us. You know, we controlled the line of scrimmage. I felt like from a defensive line standpoint, took a lot of air out of the gaps, made it really tough for them to run the football. It just comes down to the underneath throws. You know, we're not matching routes. We're not getting underneath routes to where we've got a defender between the receiver and the quarterback. Just really shrinking down those windows. I feel like we got to do a better job of that, matching routes, and then also blend in some man coverage, which we're not playing a lot of right now. And we've got to, you know, we've got to match these routes and cut these throwing lanes down and contest balls. It's got to be bang, bang. Okay, if they make a great play and a great catch, okay. But it's got to be bang, bang. And they did a few times the other day. The tight end made a bunch of huge catches for them. And they were bang, bang plays. We were draped all over him. And he made the play. But a lot of times it wasn't bang, bang. You know, it was third and four, quarterback steps up, and they got a receiver 7 yards in the middle of the field standing there, stationary target. We've got to make them throw the harder throws. We can't let them throw a 7-yard pass where it's a stationary target and he's looking right at the quarterback. We got to make them throw it, you know, short and outside, hit the moving targets, hit the deep balls, make them complete the most difficult passes on the field. If they do, tip your hat to them. Let's go, you know, we'll go the next down, go the next series, and we'll try to get off in the next three plays. But just to me, too many passes where it's not contested like it needs to be contested, where we have the opportunity to break up the pass or to dislodge the ball from the receiver.
It's almost like they're not snugged up enough. Yeah. You know, that's one of the terms that used to be used. I mean, back this is a long time ago, but back when I was, you know, at Texas, and I think it was, I can't remember who the linebacker, I think it was Dave McWilliams is the one that used the term, actually. Yeah. He was the head coach, and he used to be the linebacker coach, and he would get on to Brian Jones, I think is who it was. Yeah. Brian, you got to get in that guy's grill, kind of.
Yeah.
Right? And I see that. I agree with that. A lot of people see that as Texas playing off coverage. That's not necessarily what that is, though. I mean, they do play quite a bit of off coverage. But we're talking about little curl routes where they're just giving ground instead of staying right in their hip pocket, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the easiest throw on the football field is the stationary target where the receiver's got his numbers facing the quarterback, and their quarterback was able to hit a number of those the other day instead of forcing, you know, cover those up, force the ball outside, force the quarterback to hit the moving targets, the furthest throws, things like that. So – We got to get off the field. We got to match routes and contest balls and tackle better where we're not giving up, you know, those 2 or 3 yards. We mentioned this last week after UTSA. You know, it felt like the UTSA back was falling for a yard or two after contact. It's an issue. We've got to run our feet. We strike them. They need to go down. That's going to come with hopefully better tackling and more physicality.
Speaking with Brian Irwin, former high school football coach across the state of Texas, 2-time state champion at Lamarck High School. Brian, one question I had for you, and I've mentioned this, and I want to get your take on it. I don't see a real playmaker or a disruptor on defense at this time. There's nobody out there that's a Tony Brackens, right? Mm-hmm. That would be a guy or a Corey Redding or somebody or Arakpo, somebody that makes an off schedule play for this defense. Do you see, I mean, Overshown might be one, but he's not really that guy because he's not a true linebacker. I'm wondering what you think of that comment and whether or not that is part of the problem here for Texas.
I agree with that comment. I don't see it as being a problem. We could win with the guys we have. You know, the New England Patriot mentality, just do your job. Do your job. Play your butt off. Execute your assignment. If you're down a lineman, do what you got to do. If you're a linebacker, fit where you got to fit. Corners, safeties, et cetera. Just do your job. Be disciplined. When it's third and, was it 26 or something like that, we jump off sides, and then they end up making the deep throw and we get the interference call. So it's somewhere like third and 26 when that happened. And now all of a sudden you give them a first down instead of getting off the field. And that was one of those first two drives you were referring to. And so you can't do that. You can't jump off sides on third and 26. You can't jump offside on third and six. See the football. When the football moves, let's go. And let's go in a hurry. But let's play great team defense. Everybody do their job. We don't need any heroes. We don't need any superstars. We need great team players that are going to play, you know, in a frenzy, like their butts on fire, and go play winning football.
Gotcha. Brian, a couple of questions I want to talk to you about. Texas now goes 0-1 in conference play. They have West Virginia next week, this coming Saturday. Game's at 6:30 at night at DKR. Let me ask you this question. Texas, your point about giving the receivers too much cushion, so to speak, and not really playing them, contesting them more on the short routes, that's what the Big 12 is all about. It's that air raid kind of, let's spread them out, find the open man. That's the easiest target. You know, West Virginia does something very similar, right? Half the Big 12 at least does something similar. At what point and can you make that change mid season? How does that even work?
I think so. I think it's just, we need to be less patient. Let's be less patient. We're not that team right now. We're not that Alabama style of having that front seven secondary where you can sit there in a four down look, probably 99 snaps and win the game because it's all gonna come out in the wash. You're gonna be okay. Right now, we've got to be less patient. I think we've got to roll the dice a little bit defensively, mix and match pressures. Be very, very multiple, and just get after it. Yeah, there's going to be times where we're going to be patient. We're going to make them execute down the field and see if they can. But once they prove they can, then we've got to be less patient. You know, we can't give up 18 play drives. That's unacceptable. You're better off giving up a 3-play drive and going to play an offense, and your defense is not as tired after those 18 plays. But, you know, certainly we don't want to give up 3-play touchdown drives either. But we've got to be a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more or less patient, and multiple pressure packages make the offense as uncomfortable, make that quarterback as uncomfortable as we can. And if we bring pressure and we play zero coverage, you know, a time or two or a half a dozen times, and they burn us and they get us. Okay, hats off to y'all. We're going to do it again. We're coming after you again. But our offense is going on the field now, and you know, you got to try to stop us. So I think that's the only way you can do it. Sitting there four down the entire game is, you know, it's. I'm not saying it's not going to work. We're going to continue to get better, but I also like seeing us being more multiple in our pressure packages.
Gotcha. Speaking with Brian Irwin, Lunch with the Coach. This is a weekly installment here on Texas football, as well as InsideTexas.com. $1 for 1 month at InsideTexas.com for a subscription. Please join us there if you get an opportunity. Brian, positive takeaways from this game for you? We've talked a lot about the negative.
Yeah.
So I want to add the positive takeaways from Saturday's game.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've heard a lot and read a lot that, you know, our guys quit and this and that. No, our guys didn't quit. They fought their butts off. It was hot. They played. They fought. We hustled. We were running to the ball. A lot of energy, you know, before the ball was snapped or during TV timeouts, things like that. The culture's right. The culture's right. The attitude is right. We just didn't go win the game, and the players have to go win the game. You know, we get that fourth down stop, the first possession, the second half, we're up 10. Now we get it on the 40 yard line. You take that thing down and you score and you go up 17. That game is over. That game is over. We go up 2 touchdowns, you know, they're late in the game. And then we give them that long touchdown drive and they cut it to 7. And then, you know, they get us pinned back down there on the 1 yard line. And we had a bad series there. But, you know, the positive is our guys played hard. We played well in spurts. We're going to be okay. Sun came up today. We can't panic. We can't get negative. We can't turn on each other. Can't turn on the coach, you know. Can't turn on anybody. We got to stick together. Players have to stick together. Go win the darn game. You're prepared. Let's go win the darn game. But there's no need to panic. Let's stay the course. We're fine. I've said all along, I really believe the Big 12 champion is going to have 2 losses. I really believe that. Everybody's going to beat each other a time or two. I don't see a dominant team. There's no reason why we don't, you know, 8 weeks from now, we could have run the table. We just don't know, right? This team's got that ability. We know it's also got the ability to lose 3 or 4 more. But we have the ability, 1 game at a time, go take care of West Virginia, and then, you know, we'll move on to the next one. So there's plenty of positives, plenty of positives.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you know, what is the difference? You've seen Hudson Card now started 2 consecutive games, played 3 quarters in the Alabama game. I mean, he's played more football than Quinn Ewers this mm-hmm. season so far. But you've seen them both in person. What are your thoughts about what each brings to the table? And if Ewers is back, what does that change offensively for Steve Sarkisian?
I think if Ewers is back, you know, there's a psychological boost probably from the team, from everyone. Hudson's played well enough for us to win. He played well enough Saturday for our football team to win. So it's not on Hudson. There's nobody pointing fingers at him. The one throw he made was a bad throw. It was a cover 1-3 and the safety was over there. But other than that, he played well enough for us to win, and hats off to him. He's done a great job, admirable job. If we can get Quinn back, I think the psychological boost, I think the ability to throw the football down the field, the intermediate routes that we haven't been throwing, the deep out routes, the cuts across the middle, you know, maybe getting, you know, JT Sanders down the seam, you know, down the field, across the field, more intermediate type guys, type routes where that big body can – you can't cover him, you know. You just can't cover a big guy like that. He's always open. No matter where the defender is, he's always open. So Quinn's got that ability to make those throws.
Gotcha. You know, we talk about that difference. You were at the game on Saturday, so you don't – I was not. I was at home trying to watch the game and get ready for the post-game show. But you're looking at it, Brian, and so you're seeing all 22 from the stadium. Mm-hmm. Were there open receivers in the second half for Texas, or were most of them very tightly covered? Because I think that the thought process is, you know, for those of us that watch on TV, gee, were any receivers even open in the second half when Xavier Worthy went out, or were they just having problems finding him?
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of open receivers. You know, sometimes they were, we were max protecting and Matt only had two receivers out in the route. You know, that one time in the red zone, we tried to hit Bijan down the sideline and he made that throw and he was covered up, you know, and it just, we didn't have a chance there. And I think that was probably a real similar play that we ran against them last year in the red zone when we just torched them in Austin. Probably came back with it, tried it again this year. But, no, I didn't see a lot of receivers just wide screaming open. I don't think that's the case.
Gotcha. All right. All right. Thank you, Brian Irwin, for Lunch with the Coach. Lunch with the Coach is brought to you by Laura Baker. She's an accomplished Austin realtor with the Keller Williams, the Andy Allen team there. She can handle all of your real estate needs in the Austin area. If you're moving to Austin, want to move within Austin, want a vacation home there so you can go see the games on Saturdays. Laura is not only a diehard Longhorn fan, but a longtime Austin real estate expert and a friend of ours at Inside Texas. She's actually a subscriber to Inside Texas, Brian, which tells you what kind of she reads all the articles. Awesome. She told me and enjoys them. So anyways, awesome. Brian, thanks for joining us. Any parting thoughts you have for the West Virginia game?
We just got to we got to have a great week of practice. I know, you know, that's cliche, but we do this. I mean, our guys have to get an edge. They know our backs now are going up against the wall. We ought to be hungry. We know West Virginia, they're playing well. The last time I watched them play a little bit the other night, they're aggressive on defense. They've got a pretty good defense. I'm really impressed with how hard they play and how fast they are. We know what the quarterback situation is. He's you know, he's five-star, right, coming out of high school. So it's going to be tough. We've seen West Virginia play enough as Texas fans, both in Austin and in Morgantown. It's tough. They're a tough team. They're a tough program. They pride themselves on being tough. We've got to get better. That's the bottom line. Let's get better this week. Let that Texas Tech game, let everything that's happened thus far drive us and motivate us just to get a little bit better every single week and become the type of team that we want to become. And I think the culture, I think the attitude, the leadership on this team is going to make that happen. And we're not we don't want to see what happened last year happen. And we know we're all a little bit anxious about that, right? But I don't think the leadership, the culture, the attitude of this team is going to let that happen. They're going to come out this week, get better, and it's going to be a dogfight on Saturday.
Got it. All right. Brian Irwin, Lunch with the Coach for On Texas Football. For Brian, I'm Bobby Burton. Thank you very much for watching.